Can you take a little of? It's a little high endy. Just gotta shoot the moon.
Nice.
Check.
We like.
So how far, how you liking it so far? We've been here for 15 minutes crapping around. We're deciding what shoes to wear back there, basically. I know. We need to accessorize before we actually come up and do anything. So welcome to the Harmony Workshop. I'm Nancy Josephson from Angel Band, and we have Madison Violet, we have Dala up here, and we have us up here. And we're going to bombard y'all with some vocal sound, and maybe we'll have a little discussion in between or a little something to say that is pertinent. And actually, though, we don't have a lot of time, so how your shoes? Feeling good? All right, Dolls up first. Here y'all go. Let me just turn this instrument dude off. Well, we wrote this next song. I think it's still on. Number 16.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. We wrote this next song for the men that we leave behind in Toronto, Canada, every time we go on tour.
The many men.
The many men of Dala. Feel free to spread that rumor. Because other than that, we have no edge or controversy.
We met in Catholic high school, so we've got lots of issues, yeah. But no edge.
No edge. This is a song called Levi Blues.
To be my guide too.
apple where we both can take a bite. We'll have to hurry, cause we always miss our flight. We'll see the world in our Levi blues. Yeah, we'll see the world in our Levi blues. Cause I always come back, I always come back to you. Come back to me.
He loves me.
He loves me not.
He loves me.
He loves me not. He loves me. He loves me not. He loves me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's a great tune, y'all. That's great. Really nice. And it's real beautiful, simple, easy harmonies. How do you guys, like, stack it? You're singing high.
I'm the insane soprano, and she's the velvety alto.
I bet she's also insane. Just
that's pretty accurate
there. Insane velvet. Insane
velvet. Yeah, well, we write our songs together collaboratively, so we write the harmony and the melody at the same time. So sometimes we don't even know the difference. We don't know which one's which.
Do you guys switch it out?
Yeah, sometimes Sheila will go up, I'll go down, we switch the melody.
It's pretty complex.
Yeah.
I think we all pretty much, once we're working together a lot, that's what tends to happen. It's like these organic, oh no, I want this, I want that, and we just automatically go there. So, nice. Well, I'm going to get Angel Band to come up, and we're going to do one of our tunes that Mark and I wrote with a little help from David. We're going to be doing Deeds. This is we wanted to do this because it's a little bit of a different harmony style. We've only got a couple of tunes that we do this way, but it's kind of reminiscent of Andrew Sisters. It's not that real, 1-3-5. It's we throw in a 4 or a 7 or something like that. So it's got a little bit of a different groove to it. This is called Deeds We Have Done.
the choice is out
there. Amen.
Sin's not shouting down evil. Sin's not shouting down wrong. Sin is waiting on heavenly hosts to judge the deeds we've done. Sin's not shouting down evil. Sin's not shouting down wrong. Sin is waiting on heavenly hosts to judge.
That's harder to do with two voices, which is why I think we wanted to do it too. It's like just a little bit something different, twisting it up. Anyway, so Madison Violet. Yeah. We were going to do that one. It's a throwdown. All right.
I'll get you with my cast.
I got some boots with your name on it later, sister.
Well, we're going to do a song. We have a new record coming out on September the 6th, and recently someone sent me an email with a picture in it of two skeletons that had been excavated recently, and they were excavated in the shape, facing each other in the shape of a heart. And it was the most beautiful and really the most tragic thing I'd ever thought, because I, as a songwriter, we start to think, like, is that a beautiful thing, or were they really just stuck there and didn't really want to be there together at all? And we started to reflect on the last few years of our own lives, and we wrote this one. So this is called Stuck in a Love.
No, it won't be easy, but I'll bite my tongue. Give myself completely while the fight is still young. It's a premonition of the things compelled to come. There ain't nothing I can do that ain't already been done. Stuck in love, stuck in love, go wrong. Stuck in love, I care more about the song.
Stuck in love.
stuck in love gone wrong. There ain't nothing left to sing that ain't already been sung.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Nothing like a posthumous love song. We love them dead love songs. We actually, while they're getting ready, there's a little, I do artwork as well, and I made my own cremation urn, and at one point, David was particularly being sweet, and I said, well, when you die, we can live together, and our ashes can live together, and he said, I'll be dead, I really don't care. So guess who's not going in my urn anytime soon. I hope that you guys are ready, because I'm
ready.
Telling you, that's about as much as...
It's funny, because this song is about cremation.
Perfect.
No, it's not.
All right, Dallas up.
We're going to sing a song that we wrote... Exactly like this. This is what you see is what you get. I wrote the bass part. I'm going to take credit for that. And Amanda wrote this really weird part, the top end of the piano that I have no part of.
That actually ended up being the harmony, but it was written first. So there you go.
There you go. We wrote it backwards. This is called Lennon and McCartney.
Take sugar in his cup of coffee. I like honey in my tea. Thinks he's starring in some West Side Story where every girl is 17. He buys records for the virgin vinyl. I scratch our love you in the grooves. Takes me dancing on the sun. But he doesn't even move. La 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 la. Even though he's a na 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 na. Perfect Romeo. I don't wanna read what Shakespeare wrote. I just wanna feel, feel, feel it. Just another guy who lost his glasses, looking for his anyhow. He likes Lennon for the heavy meetings. Me, I'm still in love with Paul. La 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 la, love him, even though he's na 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 na. Perfect Romeo.
Young lady, whatever you were taking to make up that top part of the of that piano, I would like to talk to you after the show and see if you can help a sister out. That was absolutely silly. Well, apparently, you have to be of an age to still write really cool, sweet love songs. Apparently, my ship has sailed. We're going to do a tune right now that's about the gold rush. I don't know. It's a That's right, George and Ringo. That's right. The untold story. Tune called, we have a new CD out as of today. It's called Shoot the Moon. I'm conveniently advertising. And this is on that CD. It's called Hard Work on Miracle Mountain. Goyles, Madison Violet.
Actually, we kind of need everybody's help on this one. If you guys all want to sort of, the girls all join in and sing, that would be awesome. And it's actually, you know, we could all play. It's like three chords. I don't know what key it's in, but if you can figure out what key it's in. Can I get some more guitar and voice in here, please? It'd be wonderful. And we also need all your help out there. There's two kind of harmony parts in this song. And you don't even have to know any words. It's just ooh. So this side over here is going to be my side. You're going to sing my part. And this side over here is going to sing Lisa's part. You guys down with that? Yeah? This song is written about the small town that I grew up in. It's called Kincardine. Does anybody know where Kincardine, Ontario is?
Oh, we do have a one little part.
Well, today it's about Philadelphia.
Here's the part for Brenda's song.
Ooh. Ooh.
Let's hear you over there.
Ooh.
And my side will be. So all together it'll sound like this.
Ooh.
Ooh. So sing that over this first chorus. Here we go.
Ever I'm away, I keep you in the smell of my heart. The smell of my heart.
Come on now.
Ever
sounds so good, you've distracted me. Oh, God darn it, I can't remember how this starts.
Oh, well, the
well, the bus don't stop on Harbor Street from now on. The lake is low, the robin's song, all been sung. Still I'm looking out for traffic. Just slow. Cause when I leave, it's hard to let you go.
Here we go.
Ever I'm away, I keep you in the snow.
Every Saturday night in the months of June and July, They have a pipe band parade. It starts at 7 p.m. short. And all 6,000 people that live in that town, plus all the cottagers, and that's another 6,000, they get their chairs out, and they come downtown on Queen Street. They line the street, and they watch the pipe band parade go by. And then they fold up their chairs, and they walk behind the behind the band till they get to the other end of Queen Street. And then when they get there, it kind of turns into a bit of a shitstorm because there's nowhere to turn around, really. So they have to pipe their way back through the rest of the people.
It's like 80 meters long. Wait, no.
It's ridiculous.
Wait, no. How many feet is that?
It's ridiculous. They've been doing this for like 30 years, and they love it. So then they go down to the north end of Queen Street, and then everyone just goes home and calls it a night. It all takes over about 35 minutes. Saturday parade show, gonna bring out the crowds. We march towards the light behind the clouds. Though I've never seen the sun come down quite like the way it does in my hometown. Ever on the way, I keep you in the snow.
Used to have that same sort of groove of being a small town. They had a county fair that consisted of a cow and a pumpkin, and when the cow ate the pumpkin, the fair was over. Oh, we're nothing but time, girls. This is almost like the Lilith Fair up here. It's except for no Sarah. That's right. She's with the puppy.
She didn't return my calls. I keep trying to get a hold of her.
Not all Canadians know each other. Amanda. I know her, though. We talk about you when you're not there. We're going to sing you a song called Life on Earth. Amanda and I have been touring pretty much nonstop for the last few years, and we just had 2 weeks off, and we didn't know what to do with ourselves.
So we wrote some songs.
We wrote some songs and did some pre-shows. Actually, I went and saw Jesus Christ Superstar in Stratford, Ontario. And that's my favorite musical. And when I was growing up, I wanted to be Mary Magdalene. That's my dream. She had a great voice.
Yeah, and then you realized who she was?
Yeah, I know. We want to mention that we're going to be signing CDs after this workshop,
15.
And we'll be doing a showcase tomorrow at
2:45.
Thanks, Amanda.
Over at the near the entranceway. We haven't actually been there yet. But this song goes out to anyone who's ever felt like they weren't good enough. I had an over-encouraging mother, so she told me I was good at everything, even if I wasn't.
She's still impressed that Amanda knows how to walk. Maybe just a little less of the low end on this guitar would be great.
Trying to paint a masterpiece, but I've been coloring all the wrong things. We all fall down and skin our knees.
could have stayed here and I could have gone home. I could be with you or I could be alone. I could cry a river, I could write a song, I could get the whole world to sing along. I could have stayed here and I could have gone home. But when talking to myself, but I don't make sense. I can't live on both sides of the fence. I can't make you happy or hold your hand, and I don't wanna be my own best friend. Talking to myself, but I don't make sense. Trying to paint a masterpiece. I've been trying to paint a masterpiece. I've been trying to paint a masterpiece.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nice. There's some great songwriters up here. I'm really, it's really kind of wonderful. And one of the things that I was kind of drifting off a little bit every so often, which is what I'm wont to do, but I looked up there and it's 50th Philadelphia Folk Festival. This is the 50th year of this place, and that there should be such great, like, young, vibrant, wonderful talent that is supported by places like this. I mean, I think the first time I played Philly was in 1976. So I was them. Now I'm me here. But it's kind of wonderful, and I'm really proud to be a part of this kind of big family that the Philly Folk Festival has put together. And sort of this is a lead-in, I guess, to a song that that I wrote not too long ago when I was feeling my age a little bit and also feeling the power of that age. This is called Heart in the Middle.
Younger, the river was wider, and it flowed on forever.
and I can see to the bottom, and it looks like gold. Now I'm sticking to a plan with the heart in it, making my stand with the heart in it, world without end with the heart in it. I got my heart in the middle of the world. When I was younger, I could bend like a willow, shape-shifting as the wind blew, swaying in the breeze. Now that I'm older, my bones don't lean so good, but they got the roots that go all the way through. Now I'm sticking to a plan with the heart and making my stand with the heart in it, world without end with the heart in it. I got my heart in the middle of the world. And early on I got knocked around, I settled for less, wouldn't stand my ground. Now I got my heels dug in, I know where I'm going cause of where I've been. Younger, I was on fire, I could burn up a mountain, no worse for wear. But now that I'm older, I can move that mountain. It may take a little longer, but that mountain will move. Now I'm sticking to a plan with the heart and making my stand with the heart and world without end with the heart in it. I got my heart in the middle of the world. Now I'm sticking to a plan with the heart in it, making my stand with the heart in it, world without end with the heart in it. I got my heart in the middle of the world.
It's for all of us, man. You're going to get there, too. Here's Madison Violet.
Well, now that Dallas said that, I think we're supposed to be at the CD tent at 3 o'clock. So, you know, maybe we'll just be sitting on each other's laps. So, yeah, if you want to come say hello, we're actually leaving the festival right after this set. We'll be up there at the CD tent till, you know, 3:30 or something. Then we head out to Massachusetts. We're going to do an old bluegrass song here, and... feel like wiggling your bums, now's your chance. I'll have some of this fiddle, that'd be great. Are you getting that up there? Hey, you ready? You're not getting that? Is that better? I should turn it on, eh?
Usually works better.
Yeah.
All right.
That's hot.
Okay. Just, you can bring it down a little bit here too. Be great. Thank you. Yeah. Even down more, please.
Thank you.
looked in town. Rockabout, Cindy, Cindy. Rockabout, Misty, rockabout, Cindy, Cindy.
If just nothing for the modulation where the capo was unscrewed and rescrewed and she came back in perfectly on time. You get a gold star, y'all. Hi. That was some. Anyway, one of the things about harmony that I am struck by here is it takes an incredible amount of work and history to be able to know if you're not sisters, to be able to know what the cadence is, where your vowel sounds are, where the breaks in all your words are. All of these things take in this real concerted effort, and you can really tell from this kind of harmony singing that's the work. And so, you know, for people who are loving harmony, it's just keep at it. It's really about just doing it over and over and kind of picking it apart ad infinitum. We have time. I think you have time to do one more, and then we'll probably do one all together with you guys too. So stick around.
Well, we have a Toys R Us song for you.
Oh, yeah.
Toys R Us on acid.
It's a recall on some toys here. Alrighty. Can you guys hear that okay?
It's okay if you can.
It's fine.
It's really, it's not that great.
Thanks, man.
Grow up, I'm gonna be
much.
Oh, that optimism will be snuffed out sometime soon. I know. Buzzkill. Buzzkill, sorry. I think we got time for one more tune, and we'd like to have it be a participatory experience. Apparently, you're very good at that. Now, these girls, some of them, I think you know who Sam Cooke is. I dated Sam. No, just kidding. Bob, you want to come up? We got a harp player. I know you will know this tune. And it really, it's very cathartic. So get your catharsis out. Bye. Thank you for coming. Angel Band is going to be playing at the main stage at 7:15. It's a real short set, so don't miss it for dinner. Bring your dinner over there. And then we're going to be signing our new CD, Shoot the Moon, at 8 o'clock. So come and visit, please. What are you doing up here?
We have glow-in-the-dark underwear.
Oh, man. You can't keep a good man down. God. I thought I told him to stay in the truck. All right, come on now, boys. What channel's your guitar? Sorry, we don't know. We just are singers. We don't know about what's in what. That's right. Thank you. It is in the key of C for those of you who feel like. But. I believe this is an old folk song. All right, we're losing a mic here. Hey,
now it's working. Thank you.
If you ever
And I know I shouldn't do this, but they told me they wanted me to sing with a lot of people, but look. At one time, I actually had the kind of love that this song is about. I really did. I had the kind of love that makes men swim oceans, climb mountains, go to the drugstore for feminine products. I'm talking the real love. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, that's real love right there. But I have to tell you why I have to talk. I have to confess. I was so stupid. I mean, I thought love was like a bus stop. I could let this one go by, there'd be another one coming by about 15 minutes. It doesn't work like that. I'm a musician. I'd stay out late, and she would never complain about it. I might be gone for a couple days. She never said a word. But I woke up one morning, finally, I'll tell the truth and shame the devil. I woke up one afternoon, and she came to me with a shirt of mine in her hands, like this. She showed it to me, and it had lipstick on it, and children, it was not her shade. Yeah, and she looked at me, she said, David, you can't do me like this. And I said, you don't own me. I mean, has anybody here ever said or had said to them, you don't own me? Can I get a witness? I think I've heard one. That's some dumb shit, that you don't own me shit. But she didn't cry, she didn't yell, she didn't scold, she didn't make a scene. She didn't say but one single word. She looked at me, she said, right. And that's all she said, but it wasn't all she did. She went directly to the closet, she got out them spike heels. You know what they call those heels? You know what they call those heels. She got those heels out. She got out the see-through blouse. She got the tiny mini skirt to what looked like a wide belt, And she hit the clubs. And I hope that there is no man here who has ever experienced the pain of finding himself in a room, working a room, and the most beautiful woman in it is more or less your old lady, and she working it too. And it got to be almost like a contest. I'd stay out late, she'd stay out later, I'd stay out later. She said, finally, the woman started to come home in different clothes than she left with, and I know something is going on now. What's going on is this. The woman learned two things. She learned two things. There's two things the woman learned. The first thing she learned was that she could get men a whole lot easier than I could get women. That was the first thing she learned. The second thing she learned was that she really didn't need me around that house for any reason whatsoever. Find everything I own in brown paper bags outside the door. New locks, I'm history. So long, sucker. And, there are probably people there who know me and know her who think, why are you going to do this song? She might be here. Well, first of all, she ain't here. She wouldn't be at a folk festival, children. She might come to some club I'm playing at, and I'll tell you, how you'd recognize. You see a drop-dead gorgeous woman, and she would be dressed. You understand? She'd be looking good. And she wouldn't be alone. She'd be with one of those guys, no neck, look like Jose Canseco. You know what I'm talking about? She would be with some big old guy, and she'd sit right down front and talk through every damn song I sing. She'd be poking the guy next to her, saying, look at that fool up there begging for what I'm sitting on. I know she'd say that stuff, but I don't care if she does, because I do want her to come. I do want her to hear me and understand what it is that I feel. All I want is her. Bring it to me. Bring it home to me. Bring it to me.
Allie, bring it.
I think, David, what you're trying to say is this.
Leave them behind.
Ross, Bob Taylor, Josh Canassi, David Bromberg. We thank y'all. Steve Martin. We'll see y'all later.